This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to confront a great and important question. Should we all live in terror because Amy Coney Barrett is coming to take away your birth control? No, no, not just abortion, but your birth control of any kind. That, of course, was the implication by Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut. He's not the most obnoxious of these senators. The most obnoxious of these senators questioning Judge Barrett is certainly Sheldon Whitehouse. What a pathetic loser and what an egomaniac fraud. And by the way, Mazie Hirono of Hawaii, who asked surely the most ridiculous and embarrassing question in public of Judge Barrett, and watching her face when she got the question from the distinguished gentlelady from Honolulu is just astonishing. Just astonishing. There's new polling on the nomination of Judge Barrett to become an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. Her confirmation is almost assured, and this polling can show you why. Even among Democrats. Yes, even among Democrats. Amy Barrett is doing something that the presidential candidates are having a tough time doing. Amy Barrett's uniting the country. Really? In admiration for her intellect, for her poise, for her self-control. Woman is outstanding. I mean, just outstanding. And anybody who thinks that President Trump could have even conceivably made a better choice than this is not paying attention. The hysteria, why is it there? Well, we'll explain all to you, and then when the hearings resume, we may go back to them, because they're so profoundly revealing. I'll tell you what else is revealing. A headline from Campus Reform, where a very distinguished history professor, he's a terrific writer and a fine academic, and I admire his work. Why has he gone crazy? I'm talking about Professor David Blight of Yale, who has called for civil disobedience to fight the confirmation of Amy Barrett. How is that going to work? What kind of civil disobedience? Maybe that's why they had a microphone problem, an audio problem in the hearings, which have interrupted it. Maybe that's the only way they can think that they can slow this down. But really, this is so beyond nuts. Here is what Professor Blight, he wrote an award-winning biography most recently of Frederick Douglass. He's an extraordinarily gifted writer. He, I know, is a revered scholar. Why is he doing stuff like this? He says, to fight Republicans on Trump's court appointment, it will take more than procedural measures. We have to fight by other means, including civil disobedience. Not enough to merely charge hypocrisy. RBG, meaning Ruth Bader Ginsburg, deserves no less. I am so certain that Ruth Bader Ginsburg would not favor civil disobedience to try to derail the appointment and confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett. What kind of civil disobedience? So when people to lie down and block traffic in Washington, D.C., to close down the hearing room, to knock down statues somewhere, maybe to knock down statues of judges that Professor Blight doesn't like. And then he adds this, and for a guy who's primarily a historian of the Civil War and of the abolition movement, this is, it's horrible, and it's sad. Professor Blight writes, Republicans have become the new Confederacy in our system. Okay. That is definitionally illiterate and wrong. The Confederacy was not in our system. The Confederacy was made up of people who left our system and then made war on it. And yes, I agree, the Confederates were bad guys, but Republicans have been become the new Confederacy in our system. The difference is that they will tear us apart and take down our institutions in order to own them. We need to say some things out loud about who and what they are. Okay, in what way are the Republicans the new Confederates? By the way, if somebody wants to answer that challenge, 1-800-955-1776. And then there's another academic response. This is all in a good piece done by a student reporter who's basically combing the internet. But his name is Ben Zeisloft. I want to give him credit. He's at Penn. And this is at campusreform.org. We'll post it on our website. In response to Utah Senator Mitt Romney's announcement that he would be open to voting for President Trump's Supreme Court pick, an atmospheric science professor named Michael Mann at Penn State over in State College, Pennsylvania, wrote this. It's very simple. If there's an R next to the name, they are a threat to American democracy and must be voted out. And hashtag vote blue to save America, hashtag vote blue to end this nightmare, then signed Michael Mann. And then he also tweeted this, Professor Mann of Penn State. Donald Trump is now openly employing Nazi eugenicist rhetoric in his campaign of fear, hatred, and bigotry. This has become a pure battle between good and evil. It's always great when you say that about a political war, a battle between good and evil. That's not enough, he continued. The Republican Party is the evil ring of power. Trump is Sauron. Reference to the evil lord of Lord of the Rings, the arch villain in Lord of the Rings. Okay, what is it exactly that they are so incredibly afraid of, so terrified of? It's nutty. The Wall Street Journal has an outstanding editorial today under the heading, Who's Afraid of Amy Coney Barrett? And they begin by saying, the Senate confirmation hearings for Amy Coney Barrett may lack for political drama, but they are revealing the default lines over the Supreme Court and how Democrats view it as a mini legislature to achieve policy goals rather than a real judicial body. They write, all of this distorts the role of a judge who has to rule based on what the law is, not on what she would want it to be. And then they quote Judge Barrett, who said, judges can't just wake up one day and say, I have an agenda, I like guns, I hate guns, I like abortion, I hate abortion, and walk in like a royal queen and impose their will on the world. But that is lost on Democrats, the Wall Street Journal points out. As we've argued, the Wall Street Journal writes, the Attorney General's suit, this is the suit against Obamacare, is a political and legal instance of malpractice. And you know I agree with that. I've said that on the air before. It's foolish to try to end Obamacare with a lawsuit. It's not going to work. And the Wall Street Journal points out, this lawsuit has almost no chance of success. Three conservative justices have already suggested in opinions this year that they are wary of throwing out entire laws due to discrete constitutionally defective provisions, and with good reason. The vote on Obamacare would likely be 9-0 against uprooting it. Yet Democrats assert that Judge Barrett's appointment to the court would somehow threaten protections for millions of Americans with pre-existing conditions. Insurance coverage for young adults would be gone. Free mammograms and birth control, as well as would lead to higher prescription costs for seniors. It's all at stake, Senator Kamala Harris said. It's nonsense. Point out to me where you get 5 votes to do any of that, and they don't exist. And certainly one of those votes is not going to be Amy Coney Barrett. We'll be talking later to a courageous academic who has written about myths against America, coming up on the MedVet Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Before the interruption in the hearings in Washington, D.C. on the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to be an Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court, Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut was interrogating her and making the most ludicrous suggestion. He was talking about a case, the very, very famous, very important case called Griswold versus Connecticut. And Griswold versus Connecticut was 1965. Okay, you can do the math. That's 55 years ago. It's a long time ago. The case is settled long. Griswold was important because it set up this idea of a right to privacy. And it's one of the cases, actually, I remember best from law school. And it has a powerful opinion written by Justice Douglas and a powerful dissent written by Justice Hugo Black, both of them appointed to the court, by the way, by Franklin Roosevelt. That's how old the court that ruling is. In any event, what it did was it established that a state had no right to limit an individual's access to birth control, because birth control was just becoming widely popular. In fact, at the time that Griswold was adjudicated in 1965, 48 of our then 50 states, 48 of the 50 states had already gotten rid of laws prohibiting contraception. The only two states that still had what are called Comstock laws, laws against contraception, were Connecticut and Massachusetts. Isn't that interesting? Today, among the most liberal states. But, okay, no one wants to overturn Griswold. And what Senator Blumenthal was saying, and it's shameful. He's a former attorney general of Connecticut. He went to Yale Law School once upon a time. The guy's not an idiot, but he's sounding like an idiot and acting like one, playing one on TV. Because it's suggesting that there are millions of people out there who are worried because if Amy Barrett goes on the court, people are going to have their birth control taken away. They're not going to be able to... I'm sorry, Jerry, what'd you say? Oh, good, okay, yes. This is what this is what Senator Blumenthal sounded like in this. This is Amy Coney Barrett's reaction to Senator Blumenthal. Listen.
Surprise and... I think a lot of Americans will be scared by the idea that people who want to simply marry or have a relationship with the person they love could find it criminalized, could find marriage equality cut back. I think it would be an America where I wouldn't want to live.
Well, Senator, to suggest that that's the kind of America I want to create isn't based in any facts in my record. And that quote that you read to me from the article talked about it being par for the course for those questions to be asked, but didn't say anything about whether it was appropriate for nominees to answer them.
Others have answered that same question, and I'm disappointed that you won't.
Okay, basically, he's asking about specific cases. Do you think this was rightly decided? Do you think this was rightly decided? Do you think this was rightly decided? And no, by the Ginsburg standard that they use, they are not supposed to be asking about, and she is not obligated to give answers on specific cases. But anyone who thinks that Griswold is going to be overturned is nuts. There's no one who's written about overturning Griswold. There's no one who wants to outlaw contraception. The only argument about contraception is should the government pay for it? And that, by the way, is the core argument about abortion right now from the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party wants financial aid to abortion. By the way, Joe Biden used to be opposed to it. Now he's changed. He's in favor of it. And giving, paying for other people's abortions. See, so much of this, this horror show, I wouldn't want to live in that kind of America. One of the things that Judge Barrett has been extremely eloquent about and has explained very well is the idea of reliant interests. And what reliant interests means that, okay, if there's been a legal decision that has been made, and you've relied on that decision in your life, then it matters. And she says, yes, it's perfectly appropriate to take that into account if you're talking about overturning something. And on the Obergefell case, the case that demanded that every state legalize and authorize gay marriage, you now have hundreds of thousands, literally, of gay marriages that have taken place since Obergefell, and no one is going to be taking away those marriages are canceling them out on the doctrine of reliant interests. The Wall Street Journal in their editorial quotes Judge Barrett saying, I am not hostile to the Affordable Care Act. I am not hostile to any statute that you pass. I apply the law. I follow the law. You make the policy. Thank you, Judge Barrett. She also said, reliance interests, such as the number of people who gained insurance under Obamacare, or you could add here the number of people who married a same-sex spouse under Obergefell. She also said reliance interests, such as the number of people who gained insurance under Obamacare, have to be considered now that the law has been in place for 6 years. In the case of Griswold, that law has been in place for 55 years, for goodness sake. There is no way a conservative court, writes the Journal, is going to invalidate those marriages, and none of the justices have written about it or indicated it. They disagreed with the judgment when it took place. It was a 5-4 judgment. Justice Kennedy, a Reagan appointee, wrote the majority opinion. And this goes to the whole assumption that somehow Judge Barrett is going to be an automatic vote for sweeping conservative decimation of our entire legal regime. It's going to rip everything up and destroy everything. There's a good piece in The Atlantic, we're going to get to it, that the people are wrong about Judge Barrett. If they're expecting her to be a proverbial bull in the china shop who's going to shake everything up, she's not that kind of person. She's not that kind of justice. She's also not the kind of person that Mazie Hirono felt, this is clip 9, Jeremy, felt that Judge Barrett had to answer. And of all the cringeworthy moments, and there are plenty of them, in these hearings, as Judge Barrett proceeds toward confirmation, the brief questioning by Crazy Mazie really takes the case. We'll give you a sample of what we're talking about and more. 1-800-955-1776. Coming up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett has taken multiple questions on health care and the Affordable Care Act on day 3 of her confirmation hearing. She pushed back against Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota's inference that she was nominated in order to take down the ACA.
Well, Senator Klobuchar, I think that the Republicans have kind of made that clear. It's just been part of the public discourse.
Okay, but it just it's then if is the answer yes, then that you were aware
Senator
of
Klobuchar, all these questions, you're suggesting that I have animus or that I cut a deal with the president.
Thousands of California residents are at risk of losing power as high winds and rising temperatures are raising the risk for more wildfires. Pacific Gas and Electric says with dry conditions and wind gusts of over 55 miles per hour forecast, it began planning the shutdowns Wednesday as a safety measure to prevent wildfires from being started by down power lines. The utility says power would be restored by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Crazy Mazie is back up at bat in the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings on Amy Barrett's nomination to be Supreme Court Justice. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number here on the Michael Medved Show. Let's go to the recent past where I'm sure there's one question above all others that people have just been dying to ask Judge Barrett. Because when you think about her, she's a mom of seven. She appears to have an extraordinarily happy and functional marriage. She is a deeply devoted, charismatic Catholic. And so, of course, everyone out there has been just dying to see someone with the courage of Senator Hirono of Hawaii, Mazie Hirono. Someone has been dying to see someone with the courage to ask that one big question that needed to be asked of Judge Barrett. Listen.
Since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
No, Senator Hirono.
Have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement related to this kind of conduct?
No, Senator.
Hot dog, this is the question I have been praying for.
Seriously, you know what's so ludicrous about this? Is that there's an FBI background check that all of these senators have in hand. If there's ever anything embarrassing that Amy Barrett, then Amy Coney, did in high school, Catholic high school she went to, that would know about it. But remember, they tried to derail Brett Kavanaugh's nomination based on something he allegedly had done as a junior in high school. He wasn't even a senior. And, okay, we would know all about it if there was something like that with Judge Barrett. But why is she asking this publicly? Judge Barrett keeps very cool. But if you watch her expression in this video, to be asked about by Senator Hirono, have you ever asked for unwanted sexual favors? Is Senator Hirono questioning her right now, Jeremy? Okay, let's go live back to the hearing room where they're functioning kind of again.
She went through the public charge rule and the statute to explain that those who are currently receiving benefits were not affected by the public charge rule. It was a prospective screen.
Actually,
but I agree with
Judge Barrett, I read your dissent. And I know you went through the laborious, you tried to show the people who would actually be impacted by the rule, but in your dissent you also acknowledge that there are a lot of people who are not impacted by this rule who will disenroll because of fear that
yes.
the rule would apply to them.
So
my question to you
fear.
Is whether those kinds of effects, which you foresaw, you even acknowledged it, if you think it's appropriate for the court to consider those effects.
So, Senator Rono, as I was trying to answer before, yes, I said that there was fear and there was disenrollment, but that, in fact, the rule did not apply to anyone who is currently eligible for benefits. The question of disenrollment and the effects of the rule would be relevant at the stage of arbitrary and capricious review. I was just analyzing the first step, which was the interpretation of the statute. But I said that I wouldn't reach the question in that case because it hadn't been briefed. So what I said in my dissent was that it would be better to send that back to the district court for briefing on the question of whether the rule and the evidence that the agency had gathered was arbitrary and capricious, including its treatment of the costs for state and local governments, et cetera.
Judge Barrett, you deem the rule to be reasonable. So I take
okay,
it you
they're
stand
obviously
by your
talking staff. About some details of the Affordable Care Act. And as the Wall Street Journal points out, the chance of the Affordable Care Act being discarded, shattered, people losing their insurance coverage, people with pre-existing conditions having no protection, the chances of any of that happening are zero. They truly are. It would take five votes on the Supreme Court. They ain't there. They're not there. And this is just an attempt to politically exploit an issue and to frighten the American people into opposing Judge Barrett's nomination. And it's not working. There's a brand new poll. I mentioned this earlier. It's a Morning Consult Politico poll. Politico does not lean to the right. If anything, it leans to the left. And the headline says, bulk of voters continue to back Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation. Well, it's better than that. They have three different polls, beginning with one on September 26th, which you can figure out is almost 3 weeks ago. And the percentage of people who want to see Judge Barrett confirmed has gone up steadily. It's gone up from 37% to 48%. And now she has a lead over the people who want a vote not to confirm. She has a lead of 17 points. Now, people talk about Joe Biden's lead in the presidential polls. He has a lead. It's big, but it's not 17 points. 17 points is a huge lead. And here's the stunning part. This is a stunning part. Among Republicans, okay, 77% now support the confirmation of Judge Barrett. But so do 27% of Democrats. It's gone up from 14%. It's doubled. The support for Barrett's confirmation among Democrats has doubled. She, in other words, has been hitting home run after home run after home run. And And look, this is why the other poll asked by the same polling agency, the other question was, what should the Senate do about confirming Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court? The alternatives are only vote on confirming her if President Trump wins the election, or vote on confirming her as soon as possible, regardless of who wins the election. And that's the majority, or a plurality, actually. 19% say don't know. But by a fairly decisive margin and growing margin, the number of people who want the Senate to vote right away as soon as possible has gone up dramatically by 5 points. And they are 8 points ahead of the people who say only vote on confirming her if President Trump wins the election. Now, that's pretty good. The only 59% of Democrats say the chamber should wait to see who wins the White House. And a full quarter of Democrats, 23%, say, go ahead, vote. Get this over with. Let's move on to other things. That's very encouraging. And it indicates that part of what is happening here is the American people are getting educated. They're getting educated about the proper role of the judiciary. And thank you, Judge Barrett. Look, there's something else worth mentioning, and people are going to scoff at me, and I'll probably be mocked for it. But I want to, when we come back, go back in history just a little bit and indicate why I think these confirmation hearings and the appearance of Amy Coney Barrett at the very center of our national political discourse is such a good thing, such a positive thing for this republic. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedved.com.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I mentioned saying something here on the MedVed show that may lead to some controversy, and it's not necessarily the kind of comment that Judge Barrett, I think, would welcome right now. However, because she wants to get this confirmation over with and get to work doing her job as the Ninth Justice on the court, because they have important stuff coming up. Yes, including the oral arguments in Obamacare, which are about scheduled to take place less than a month from now, right after the election. In any event, what I was going to mention was that a lot of people forget because it's been a while, but it hasn't been so long a while that people sometimes looked to some of our outstanding individuals who serve on the Supreme Court of the United States as potential presidents. And the last example of that was the mentor for Judge Barrett, Judge Antonin Scalia, William F. Buckley. And I actually had the great honor and privilege of speaking to Bill Buckley about this directly and personally. He believed that Nino Scalia, that Justice Scalia should be president of the United States. And at several points, he tried to persuade him to leave the court and pursue the presidency. By the way, I don't think there's any question that as a successor to Ronald Reagan, that Judge Scalia would have been a truly outstanding presidential candidate and president. He would have done a great job. And he was by no means the first individual. It used to be much more accepted that people would go from politics to the judiciary and then from the judiciary to politics. The Republican nominee for president in 1916, who almost beat Woodrow Wilson, came within a whisker of it, was a guy who had pretty generous whiskers of his own, named Charles Evans Hughes. He had served first as an associate justice of the Supreme Court. He ran for president. He lost. He then served as Secretary of State. He had been governor of New York before. And then he was appointed back on the court as Chief Justice. And Charles Evans Hughes was a dynamic and wonderful figure and respected by all. There's also the example of Bill Douglas. William O. Douglas was seriously considered for the vice presidency in 1944. In fact, there's a note from FDR that he sent to Bob Hannigan that said, well, I guess the vice president has to be Bill Douglas, who was on the Supreme Court already, or Harry Truman. Roosevelt made the right choice. But Douglas came back, and he was almost a candidate for president in 48, running off the Supreme Court. Now, he would have had a tough time with Mazie Hurlow's question, because he was married four times, and the last of those times, there was a 44-year age difference between him and his new wife. But, okay, leave that aside. Bill Douglas, as recently as that 1940s, was also considered as a candidate off the court. I think the most important thing is, as Republicans are talking about the future of the party, because whether President Trump wins or loses in less than 3 weeks from now, the future of the party, it seems to me, is enormously important. What we should think about is people with the temperament and the intellectual firepower and the unquestioned competence and ability to build bridges of Amy Barrett. Look at what she's done here with building up support for her own nomination just in a couple of days. And she even had to deal with the one area where the Democrats fell. Oh, now we got her. This is clip six, which is astonishing. We alluded to it yesterday. This occurred yesterday with crazy Mazie Hirono. Listen.
So even though you didn't give a direct answer, I think your response did speak volumes. Not once, but twice. You used the term sexual preference to describe those in the LGBTQ community. And let me make clear, sexual preference is an offensive and outdated term. It is used by anti-LGBTQ activists to suggest that sexual orientation is a choice. It is not. Sexual orientation is a key part of a person's identity. That sexual orientation is both a normal expression of human sexuality and immutable was a key part of the majority's opinion in Obergefell, which, by the way, Scalia did not agree with. So if it is your view that sexual orientation is merely a preference, as you noted, then the LGBTQ community should be rightly concerned whether you would uphold their constitutional right to marry.
Okay, I mean, really? Here was the response from Amy Coney Barrett. Listen, number seven.
I certainly didn't mean and, you know, would never mean to use a term that would cause any offense in the LGBTQ community. So if I did, I greatly apologize for that. I simply meant to be referring to Obergefell's holding with respect to same-sex marriage.
Okay, the Washington Post, not known to be a arch-conservative organ, I think you'll agree, they pointed out that as recently as a couple of weeks ago, Joe Biden used the term sexual preference. He said, I'm going to need you to help this time around, rebuild the backbone of this country, the middle class, and this time bring everybody along, regardless of color, sexual preference, their backgrounds. Okay, that was Joe Biden. Has he had to apologize?
It's a big drama.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg also used the term sexual preference. I mean, and the fact that that Amy Barrett apologized, she's right. By the way, I understand this, and I think it is much better to say sexual orientation. But for goodness sake, if her only slip-up was using the term sexual preference, I don't think it's going to interfere in any way with her confirmation. And her triumphant entry at age 48, she will be instantly the youngest justice and in many ways the most dynamic and a truly wonderful, new, energetic face for the Supreme Court. And good for Judge Barrett. And do I think that part of her appeal is her large family, including her multiracial family and her adoptive kids and all of it? Yeah, what we're talking here about is an indication of why some of the assaults on America as a country that is guilty, that is pervaded by racism and xenophobia, and it's so much nonsense. We're going to be speaking to a professor from Holland. He's actually from the United States, but he's taught for more than a decade in the Netherlands. And he has written a terrific piece on the myth, he could actually have called it the lie, of a stolen country. Is America really a stolen country that is based solely on genocide and slavery? I will be speaking about that with the author of this very important piece coming up. We're also going to be talking about the latest recruit for the battle for social justice. And maybe a little bit of a surprise, she is a woman warrior. Her first name is Barbie. Does Barbie have a last name? I'm not sure, but they are recruiting her for consciousness raising when it comes to race and social justice. I also need to get to why it is that a lot of the panic, and it's not too strong to use that word panic, a lot of the panic about uncertainty about the election results, that we won't know the election results until weeks after the election. The chances are that's not true. The chances are we will know on election night who has won. How do I know that? Because I've actually been bothered to take a look at the vote counting procedures that they have set up in most of the key swing states. And they don't look bad or dubious. We'll have an answer. We'll have a winner. Do we know who the winner is going to be? We do not. And that is the joy of living in a democratic republic that remains, and with God's help will continue to remain, this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedvid.com. If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.